And now dictation for Ramon, R-A-M-O-N, Najjar, N-A-J-A-R, November 962, addresses a letter to Dr. Kurt Anderson, K-U-R-T, Anderson, 817-4601. Dear Dr. Anderson, follow-up for Ramon, chronic kidney disease, diabetes, hypertension, last visit October. After drinking alcohol, severe nausea, vomiting, treated as esophagitis, gastritis in the hospital, February 10 to February 13. I was not involved in his care. They did not call me. He's presently abstinent of alcohol. There was no active bleeding or blood transfusion, no heart attack or stroke, no deep thrombosis or pulmonary embolism, no hepatic encephalopathy or pancreatitis. Diabetes was poorly controlled in the 300s, only on a low dose of long-acting insulin. To discuss with you increasing that dose as well as sliding scale. Other review system is negative. Imaging CT scan with exposure to IV contrast shows esophagitis, no other abnormalities, incidental gallbladder stones without obstruction, prior imaging, atrophy of the left kidney, however, in a CT scan, this admission, normal size, no obstruction, no urinary retention. Next paragraph, assessment chemistries. The day of discharge, anemia, minor low sodium, normal potassium acid base, normal calcium, creatinine 1.68, which is better than baseline, representing a GFR 45 stage 3. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3, probably diabetic nephropathy and hypertension. Imaging, no obstruction, asymmetry, or urinary retention. Anemia has not required EPO treatment. Prior low blood pressure on midodrine, presently none. He needs to be abstinent of alcohol because of his GI symptoms, needs aggressive diabetes control, monitor chemistries, come back in 6 months. We speak in Spanish during this interview, end of dictation.